of the persuasion that sin just goes somewhere. Like they can read past it or sing past it or try to do good past it. But sin is in us. And the only one that can remove sin is the Lord Jesus. Matthew chapter number 1, I quoted it, I think last Sunday. Let's look at that. Matthew 1:21. And she shall bring forth a son, right? And thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall do what? Save. Jesus shall save his people from their sin. Jesus shall save his people from their sin. Now, this is an opportunity that is given to everybody. Not everybody will receive it, but it's been given to everybody. Anybody that wants to be saved can be saved. It's a blessing when you have a mind to be saved, because you're living in the world, and especially living in during a time where people don't have a mind to do that. They have a mind to do everything else but focus on the salvation of their soul. One writer says that all of us are like sheep, we've gone astray. Come on, let's go over to Romans chapter number 3. 3 and around about verse number 10. Romans 3. This is the resume of the wicked. You may have heard me say that before, but keep this in before yourself. This is the resume of the wicked. What does it like? What is it like to say that I'm in sin? What does that look like? Romans 3 and 9. Start at 3 and 9.
What then? Are we better than they?
Right.
No, and no wise.
Yep.
For we have both before proved, both Jews and Gentiles,
yep,
that they are all under sin.
Right. So it doesn't matter who you are by nature. In our better for us to understand, it doesn't matter whether you're black or white. It doesn't matter what your nationality is. Not when it comes to sin. It doesn't matter what your nationality is. It doesn't matter what your gender is. It doesn't matter what your status in life is. It doesn't matter how far you went in your education. It doesn't matter how short you have come in your education. Sin affects people that can read, just like it affects people that can't read. It affects everybody. And we have to go through history and see. Sin is not partial. Sin is not partial. Every civilization has been plagued by it since the days of Adam. So that's why the writer says it's already been proven that all of us are sold under sin. All of us. All of us are under sin. Next verse, verse number 10. As it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. Now, we have a problem right there with verse number 10. You and I have a problem because Jesus says, I'm preparing my throne for judgment. I'm going to judge the world in righteousness. I'm going to minister judgment to the people in uprightness. Now, why am I concerned about that? If I'm born in sin and I'm the judgment is going to be based upon righteousness, I'm not going to meet the mark. I'm going to fail from the very beginning. That's why, you know, out of all of the creatures that are in the earth, man is the one that is born already dead. People always say, well, what do I have to do to go to hell? You have to do absolutely nothing. You don't have to do absolutely not one thing. You come into the earth already on the path to hell's fire, to sin's judgment. Sin's judgment is death. Romans chapter number 6 and 23, for the wages of sin is what? Death. Sin's judgment is death. We already come into this world already dead, separated from life. To be classified as dead, that means you're separated from life or the living. We come into this world because we are born in sin. We come into the world dead, meaning we're separated from life. That's why Jesus in John chapter number 10 says, I am come that you may have life, right? Why does he say that? Because you're already dead. He was already talking to people that were alive physically. They could hear him. They could see him. But why would he classify them as being dead? Because they are in sin. Romans 5 and 12. Wherefore, as by one man, who is that one man? Adam. As by one man, sin entered into the world. And what came with sin? Death. Death came along with sin. Therefore, death passed upon all men, all of us. All of us are born in that state or that condition of sin. Again, we have not. If we don't want to live, all we've got to do is do nothing with our lives. Don't do anything concerning life. Don't do anything with Jesus. Just leave Jesus completely alone. Just go through life and say, I don't want nothing to do with Jesus, because you are going to surely die in your sin. You're surely going to spend eternity separated from life. If Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life, and you say, I don't want nothing to do with Jesus, what are you saying to yourself? You're saying, I don't want to live. I want to continue in the state that I was born in. Well, what do we learn about the state that we're born in? We're not going forward to life. We're going forward to death. Every day, every year is a reminder that we're getting closer to leaving here. That's true. You may not believe it. You may not want it, but you and I are getting closer to leaving here. Death is creeping up on us, right? You say, well, you don't know what you're talking about, but let's look at your body. Death is creeping up on you. You're getting older and older, huh? That just come along with just existing. Well, if the scriptures have already told you you're born in sin and the wage of sin is death, you're carrying around death every single day. I'm carrying around a reminder that my body is plagued by sin every single day. And the only one that has said that they've come to do something about sin is Jesus, right? She shall bring forth the Son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall do what? Save. He's the only one that has come to do something about sin. The thing that I carry around with me every day that is reminding me all the time that I'm dying. Huh? Come on, that's true. I ought to let Jesus do for me what I can't do for myself. I can't remove sin from me. Only one that can remove sin from me is Jesus. That's why he says repentance and remission of sin. Oh, that word remission means the removal. The removal of sin is going to be preached in his name. Right? That's the truth. That's why we preach Jesus, because Jesus is the name that cures sin. It gets sin off of you and it keeps you out of it. Huh? Come on, that's true. You say, oh, Scott, I went down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ. That's a beautiful thing. You got sin removed from off of you. But you know your behaviors after you got out that water. You know your mind after you got out that water. You say, well, I know I shouldn't be doing this, but I kept on doing this stuff that Jesus is telling me I shouldn't do. Why is that? Because you still got sin plaguing you. Even though you got sin removed, you still need something to keep you in that state that is clean. Huh? Come on, when the word tells you to come up out the water, walking in the newness of life, he's telling you how to do that. You've got to receive the Holy Ghost. He said your birth is not complete with just water. You've got to be born of both water and spirit. Holy Ghost is your keeping agent, right? It is your preserver. It's what sustains you. It's what allows you to stay in that position of clean. Huh? Come on. Romans 8 and 1. There's therefore now no condemnation. Condemnation is sin judgment. Huh? There's no condemnation. There's no sin judgment to them that are what? Huh? Come on. You got to get in Jesus. You say, well, I've been baptized. That's a beautiful thing. But you have been buried with him by baptism. Yes. But he also tells you to come up out that water. Walking in the newness of life. Huh? Come on, you gotta have a new attitude about life. You can't have the attitude of death. You can't have the attitude of sin when you want Jesus to remove sin from you. You gotta come up out that water thinking about life. Huh? Concentrating on life. Huh? Letting life stay at the forefront of your mind. Huh? It's almost as though you go down in the water. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ represents his blood. It is like when you come up out that water, you get nervous. You say, oh, I don't want to leave. I'm out of the water. Because the water, that name represents the blood. And as long as I stay up under the blood, Lord won't bring me into condemnation. But that's what the Lord give us the Holy Ghost for. The Lord knows you can't live in water. You got to come up out the water. And now you got to do what? Walk. Walk into what? Newness of life. Huh? Well, that's why he gave you the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is here to help you how to walk right. Holy Ghost is here to help you how to talk right, live right, think right. Without the Holy Ghost, you can't do it. You'll go back to your defaults, which is sin, right? That's true. Holy Ghost is there to help you. Why the writer said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are what? In Christ Jesus. Who walk not after the flesh. Huh? I got to be concerned about my behaviors. Huh? I got to be concerned about what I do when I come up out that water. Right? I got to walk in the newness of life. Huh? Who is life? Jesus. Huh? Come on. I got to walk in the newness of life. Meaning I've got to walk in Jesus. I can't walk like I used to walk. Huh? I used to think like a sinner, chase after sin, be excited about sin. But when I go down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ, writer said, now you've been bought with a price. You are no longer your own. Huh? You've got the blood of Jesus on you now. Huh? The Lord has allowed you the privilege and the honor to have sin remitted or removed from you. And you want to do everything you can do to keep sin from attaching itself to you. Why? Because sin represents death. Sin's payment is death. And I don't want to die, but I want to live. And the only one that's going to help keep sin off of me is Jesus, right? That's true. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Lord's Spirit. Huh? That's right. Come on. Next verse. 8:2.
For the law of the spirit of life.
Yes. That's it.
That made me free.
That law, that means that governing principle. That rule, that standard of conduct. See, that's why you need the Holy Ghost. When you receive the Holy Ghost, the Lord stamps a governing rule in your mind. Huh? Holy Ghost don't make you do anything. But it's a reminder. It's a reminder that even though everybody else is doing this stuff that's not pleasing to Jesus, Holy Ghost reminds you. Holy Ghost brings you back. It brings your focus back. Holy Ghost says, you don't live like that. You don't think like that. You don't talk like that. I've called you out. Huh? I've brought you out from among them. I've separated you. Separated me how? By my blood. Huh? Don't you know when you went down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ, you got sanctified? Meaning he brought you out. He pulled you out from amongst the world. He made you different from everybody else. How am I different? Because you've got the remission of sin. Everybody else don't have the remission of sin. You've gone down in the water for the remission of sin. You have been buried with him by baptism, right? That's the truth. Like you now live. You live because of the one that washed you. Huh? One that freed you from your sin. Huh? Come on. That's truth. That's truth. The law of the spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, have made me free. Huh? Come on. That's the truth. See, that's what the devil be trying to make you think. You're bound. You're obligated. Huh? To do this stuff that the flesh wants you to do. Huh? But you got to realize, no, Jesus, when I received the Holy Ghost, he freed me from this. He freed me from everything that is associated with the flesh. Huh? All that fleshly stuff, Huh? All that carnal stuff? Huh? All of that worldly stuff? I'm free. My mind now is on the one that washed me from my sin. Huh? He's my joy. He's my peace. He is my life. Huh? Come on, saints. Jesus is my life. Huh? I'm not outside the book. Said the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has freed me from the law of what? That's true. I don't do what the sinners do. I don't think the way sinners think. Huh? No, no, no. Not when you got the Holy Ghost. Not when you letting Jesus lead you and guide you. You don't do what the sinners do. Huh? Sinners want to fight? No, not me. No, the Lord, he's supposed to have taken that fighting spirit away from you. Huh? Come on, that's true. He told Peter didn't have no Holy Ghost. Huh? Peter thought he was going to be able to defend Jesus with the sword. He told Peter, those that live by that sword are going to die by that sword. Huh? You let Jesus fight your battle. Jesus said, vengeance belongs to me. Huh? The Lord, in other words, the Lord is the one that fights these battles. He is the only one that can tell you to turn the other cheek. Huh? You need the Holy Ghost to live like that. You can't live like that because this world don't support that. This world don't tell you to turn the other cheek. World tell you to go get them. Get back at them best way you can. But Jesus tells you to turn the other cheek. Follow peace with all men. Huh? That's what he said. And tell you he'll even make your enemies be at peace with you. Huh? He'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Huh? Come on. That's what the Holy Ghost will do for you. Holy Ghost is a guiding spirit. In other words, the spirit of peace. Huh? Come on, that's the truth. You ought to see. I've been in many situations where if it was up to Satan, I'd be throwing my fists. Huh? I'd get down in the mud right with him. But the Holy Ghost in me, it controls. It disciplines. It creates another rule. Huh? It creates another standard of conduct. And it tells me to hold my peace. Huh? Come on, Psalm 39:1. I said I would take heed to my ways. Sinners not thinking about their ways. Sinners are not thinking about the things that they do. But I think real hard about the things that I do. I think real hard about the things that I say. Why? Because I know Jesus is going to bring every work into judgment with him. If he didn't ball up his fist, what right do I have? The ball of mine. He held his peace. Yes, he did. He held his peace. Even while the whip was coming across his back, he opened not his mouth, right?
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
They smacked him. Huh? They smacked him. They spit on him. Said all men of evil things against him. But the writer said he opened not his mouth. See, I just got, you can't live that way. You got the Holy Ghost. Yes, you can. You got the Holy Ghost. You got the spirit of life. Huh? You got the spirit of life dwelling where in you. Holy Ghost is Christ in you. He's not on you. He's in you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
He's in you and actually ruling you. He's governing your thoughts. Huh? He's bringing in your mind. Huh? Sin brings your mind into captivity. But according to Jesus, he frees you. Come on, 8:2. The spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, has made me free. Huh? Come on, Galatians 5:1. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And don't be entangled again in that yoke of bondage, right? Sin is a bondage. Sin enslaves you. You talking about jail, sin makes you captive, right?
Yes, it does.
It makes you captive. Lets all kind of ungodly thoughts surface in your mind. And if you stay in that jail long enough, you're going to start acting like it. Huh? Come on, you ain't free. Huh? You ain't free. You start acting just like every thought that come across your mind. Huh? It ain't got to come from nobody else. The Lord done told you out of your own heart, huh? Perceives all kind of evil things, huh? Not all just evil things, murders. You'll be sitting up there wishing somebody was dead, huh? What right do you have to wish somebody dead? You ain't give them life. Jesus gave them life. But I'm trying to tell you, when sin is in control, you'll be wishing somebody is dead, huh? Ain't no Jesus. That ain't no Jesus. You ain't going to persuade me to think that that's Jesus. Huh? You be trying to make other folks feel bad. Huh? Come on. You wake up feeling real good and positive. But then you got this, someone that's got the law of sin and death governing their mind. They want to make you feel bad. Make you feel less than. Make you feel insignificant. Like you're not worth staying here on this earth. Huh? Come on. Like your contributions are insignificant. Huh? Like your input means nothing. Huh? Who makes you think like that, sin? Sin does that. The law of sin and death does that. But when you get the Holy Ghost, Jesus frees you. Huh? I mean, he frees you from the law of sin and death. You're free from it, right?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
So you take the Holy Ghost for me to understand what Sister Martin was talking about. I don't even like to call, but I'm being honest. It take the Holy Ghost for you to understand that. Some folk be thinking, you know, I'm not telling you that you're not going to mourn when you lose a loved one. I'm not going to tell you that. Don't you go telling me that if something happened to Sister Scudder, that I'm not going to feel sad. Because that's my wife. I love my wife. I done been with her for almost over 25 years, because we was dating for 5 years before we got married. Huh? So we the Lord blessed us to not defile our bodies. Huh? Before marriage. Oh yes, he blessed us not to defile our bodies, to respect and honor. Not saying we weren't tempted. We were tempted. But we had it in the back of our minds, who bought you? Huh? What are you willing to give up this precious gift? Huh? For a cup of soup? Huh? For a momentary moment of pleasure? Huh? We had to really fight to resist that temptation. Huh? Wasn't nothing funny about me. Huh? Wasn't nothing funny about her. I wanted her, and she wanted me. But we knew we had to be married in order for us to do certain things. So we had to really fight against those strong desires to want to be with each other. Were they real? Yes. But I had the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, it was my keeper. It kept my mind focused, right? You can't live this life without Jesus. Can't live this kind of life without Jesus. That's why I can look at you and tell you, you can do it. Huh? When the young people are trying to date, I tell you, you can do it, but you got to do it the right way. Huh? Don't go following behind somebody ain't got a mind to be saved, or else you'll be living in regret. Lord didn't bring you into holiness for you to live in regret. He freed you. He freed you from the law of what? Sin and death. That's what the sinners are doing, right? He freed you from all of that. He gave you the liberty. Huh? The liberty of being free. Huh? And he told you to stand fast. Stand fast in that liberty. With who? Christ. Jesus did it himself. Jesus did it himself. He didn't send another representative to free you. He didn't send an angel. He didn't create another beast. God did it himself. God is the one that got in that body and named himself Jesus for your salvation, right? When you feel like you're overwhelmed, open up your mouth and call Jesus, right? His name is your salvation, right? His name is your salvation. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Open up your mouth and call his name. When you feeling overwhelmed, open up your mouth and call his name. We like, I can't go more. Call his name. I feel like I can't go through. Open up your mouth and call his name, right?
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah,
Jesus. Open up your mouth and call his name.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Cry
yes,
out
Lord
to Jesus.
Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Cry out to Jesus.
Jesus.
Hold on to that name.
Jesus.
Hold on to that name and don't let that name go.
Jesus.
Huh?
Jesus.
I don't care what the world is doing. World will tell you, praise your way through. World will tell you that you have to pray. You got to praise your way through this. Huh? World comes up with these little things that are not biblical. Huh? You ain't going to find no scripture tell you praise your way through trouble. Huh? Praise is not salvation. Huh? I'll say it again. Praise is not salvation. Salvation is wrapped up in one name. Huh? Come on, saints. You're not going to find another name under heaven that can save you like Jesus. Jesus is the saving name, right?
Yes, it is. Thank you, Jesus.
Huh? You got to run. You got to run in that name. That name is your strong tower. Huh? That name is your balm. You know, that balm is what that ointment that heals. That name is your balm. When you feel like sin has injured you, when you feel like sin has damaged you, you just need to be honest with yourself. Huh? Say, Jesus, sin is hurting me. Sin is damaging me. He said, I gave you my name. Now run in my name, right? Call on my name, right? Cry out to my name, right? And see what I do for you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Huh? See what I do for you.
Hallelujah.
See, won't I allow you to experience? Huh? The freedom. Huh? The name is a freedom. See, won't I allow you to experience the freedom? See, don't nobody but the devil make you get on your knees and say everything else but the name Jesus. That devil give you everything else to say but that name Jesus. The Lord put all of the power. He put all of the authority in that name, right? There are no substitutes. There are no substitutes. You got to lose yourself. Huh? I thank the Lord when I received the Holy Ghost, I lost myself. Huh? I lost myself in the name. And before I knew it, my tongue got loose. But I didn't hate the name. Huh? I didn't despise the name because the Lord loosed my tongue. I still glorified the name. Huh? I still exalted the name. I still thanked the name of Jesus. Why? Because if it wasn't for his name, I would yet be in my sin. It's his name that freed me, right? It's his name that freed me.
Huh? Jesus.
People been preaching this name down through the years. Huh? I think it's a shame. People for years sit up under a preacher that preaches the name and still be bound. Huh? Say, I just got to, how is that possible? Because he's telling you to do something he ain't done himself. Huh? Huh? That devil got a real good. He got real good workers in the land. These workers be out here preaching about the name. Huh? But have not yet become subject. Huh? Huh? Therefore, they do all kind of ungodly stuff. And it don't add up. It messes up the faith of the people. People be looking like, you're supposed to be a preacher. You're supposed to be the Lord's spokesperson. Huh? We all make mistakes. Not through the name. Huh? Not when the name got a hold of you. Huh? When the name got a hold of you, it frees you. Frees you from the what? The law of sin and death, right? It frees you. It frees you from the law, from the rule, the governing principles of sin and death. Huh? Means sin got some rules. In order for you to be a hypocrite the way sin wants you to be, you got to abide by the rules. Huh? In order for you to be a hater the way sin wants you to be the hater, you got to abide by the rules. Sin got rules. And just like sin got rules, so does holiness. Huh? Holiness got rules, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Thank you, Jesus.
You just can't do what you want to do. You got to follow the plan. Huh? You got to go in the book and say, what does Jesus say? When I'm confronted by this and confronted by that, what does Jesus tell me to do? I'm not talking about what this one and what that one and what this one over here, what Julio down the street did. Huh? But Julio did this and he got all of his yard back. And you don't do what Julio did. Huh? You stand still and let Jesus provide. Huh? Amen. You stand still and let Jesus provide. He knows what he's doing, but you've got to stand still and let Jesus provide, right? Hold your peace. Shut your mouth, right? Shut your mouth. Right, say, take heed to your ways, that you sin not with your tongue. Huh? I'll keep my mouth with the bridle. Huh? Keep my mouth with the bridle. What, you got to identify these folk. Huh? Everybody standing before you ain't righteous. They don't have a right attitude. They're not the saints. They're not sanctified. And if they're not righteous, who are they? Ain't another. There's not multiple categories. You're either saved or you're lost. Huh? You're either righteous or you're unrighteous. Huh? Lord says, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still, right? He that is filthy, let him. That's all it is, saints. Either you're one way or the other, right? He that is righteous, he that is holy. Either you one or the other. There's no middle ground. Huh? There's no middle ground. Either you one or the other. Huh? You say you coming to church, you coming to church because you want to live right. You coming to the church because you want to live righteously. You want to do things the right way. Huh? You want to say, Lord Jesus, open up your word to me. Huh? Guide my feet. Huh? That's one of those scriptures we're going to work on Saturday. To help me to walk on the path of life. Huh? You've been running on that path of death too long. Help me to walk on the path of life. Don't you know the path of life is the path of Jesus? He's the one that said, I'm coming that you might have life. Huh? The path of life is the path of Jesus. You got to walk up every day. Every day you got to wake up and crawl out your bed. With a mind frame, I want to walk on the path of life. Huh? Even though I'm around a whole bunch of dead folks, I want to walk on the path of life, right? I don't want to shame Jesus. I don't want Jesus to think different. I want the Lord to know I want to live. Huh? Come on, and what did I say? Lord, let my soul live and it'll praise you. Huh? See, that's the problem. Folk want to praise before they get life. Huh? Thing you need to do is just focus on getting life. And life is in the name. Huh? Come on, have that in your brain. I want life, and life is in the name. And if I want life, I've got to call on the name. Same Lord is rich unto all that call upon him. In other words, you need to open up your mouth. Huh? One writer said, open up your mouth wide. Huh? Let your voice be heard on high. Huh? Don't be ashamed. Don't mumble. Don't whisper. Open up your mouth wide and say, Jesus. And don't stop calling him until he feels it, right?
Thank you, Jesus. That's it.
Don't you stop calling Jesus until he feels it. So he takes control of your tongue.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
He take away that malice.
Yes, Lord.
He take away that bitter. He take away that hatred. Huh? I mean, you're free from it. You should be free from it. You got the Holy Ghost. You should be free from it. Huh? That's the kind of relationship you want to have with Jesus. You want to have such a connection with Jesus that when you get off track, huh? You don't need nobody else to come tell you. Jesus is all right there and doing it all by himself. He troubles your mind. And let you know you are off track. Huh? And you ain't going to get by no other kind of way. Same way you got it in the beginning is the same way you're going to get back on track in the end, right? You need the name, right? You need to humble yourself up under that name, Jesus. You need to cry out to that name. Cry out to that name until that name frees you. Huh? Frees you from what? The law. The governing principles. Of sin and death. Huh? Sin is messy. Huh? Sin, one writer said, it's like the mind of dirt. Huh? It tosses you to and fro. That's sin, right? But Jesus, he does what? He calms it. Huh? He calms that water. He calms that water. He say peace. Peace to that raging water. Jesus says peace to that stuff, right? Huh? Come on. That's truth. Read me a little bit more. I got to get ready to stop. Isn't there something that let me know when I am in sin, I'm living an impossible life. I can't do right with sin. Huh? Oh, no, no, you can't do right with sin. You could try, but it's always going to keep surfacing up. Huh? No matter what you do, it's going to be overshadowed by that sin. One writer said, your righteousness is like a filthy rag. I don't care how much good you do. Jesus just sees sin. He sees unresolved sin. He sees undealt with sin. Huh? That's all he sees. That's why David said the Lord desires truth from where the inward part. You got to stop putting sin on the back burner. Keep that stuff right in front of you. And ask the Lord, deal with it, Jesus. You came to save me from this, right? You ain't come for me to die in this. You came to save me from all of this stuff that is not like you. And I want you to take it all out. I want you to remove everything in me that's not like you. Huh? Come on, saints. That's good. That's not a bad thing. I want you to take away everything in me that is not like you. Huh? I want you, when you look at me, I want you to be pleased. Huh? Don't you want to be translated? Huh? Only way you're going to get translated is Jesus got to be pleased with you. Huh? He's got to be happy with what he sees. Huh? You are the work of his hand, right? Come on. Keep going.
And it says here, what the law could not do.
And that it was weak.
And that it was weak through the flesh.
Huh?
God sending his own son. This is
why Jesus came in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? That when you see that word, God, son. All, we automatically know it ain't God didn't have no baby. Huh? God did not have no baby. Huh? What did God, well, why is he called the Son of God then? Because that means God made a promise. And when you see Jesus, he's the fulfiller of that promise. He's not just called the Son of God. He's called the Son of David, Son of Abraham. Huh? Who is his daddy? And he got all of these sons, he's got all these titles his son of, meaning he's the fulfiller of the promises made by these people. God made a promise to Abraham, God made a promise to David, and he made a promise with himself. Huh? Way back in Genesis chapter number 3, he made a promise with himself, and Jesus is the fulfiller of that promise. Just like the children of partakers of flesh and blood, he likewise took part of the same. That through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death. That is the devil. All of our lifetimes, we were subject unto that bondage. Huh? Come on, stand fast in the freedom that Jesus had provided for you by his death, right? Stay in it. Stay in it. God came in the flesh. Huh?
That it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh.
Yes.
And for sin,
huh?
Condemned sin.
What did he do? He condemned sin in the flesh. Huh? Keep going.
That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us.
See how the Lord wants you to live?
Yes.
Lord wants you to take every bit of that righteous law that he established. He wants it to be manifested in you. Huh? You know how the law say, thou shalt not, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. Then the writer comes up and everybody all their lives been doing their best, trying to do it, trying to do it, trying to do it, trying to do it. And he ain't never come to Jesus to get rid of the problem. Huh? Remember the rich young ruler? Said, Lord, I've been doing all these laws all my life. Lord said, one thing you lack. Huh? The Lord pulled the covers off that fellow. He said, give everything you got. Huh? And you'll have treasures in heaven. Huh? That takes faith. Huh? Did that mean it's very possible for you to go do all this stuff and not have no faith? Huh? What do you mean, Elder Scudder? I can go and not kill. I can do that, but I can operate that way and leave faith on the back burner. Therefore, whenever somebody tell you, you got to be saved, you throw up your deeds in their face. You say, I don't do this. I don't do that. I don't say this. I don't go here. I don't think this way. But you're still in your sin. Huh? Sin is still plaguing you. This is a faith walk.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Jesus.
You do the things you do through faith. You say, I'm coming to church. But don't come if you're not coming through faith. You got to walk through these doors through faith. You can't come in and say, well, Lord, you got to bless me because I came to church. Lord said, I ain't going to do nothing for you. You ain't doing me no favors because you come to church. You come because you're walking in faith. I'm telling Jesus, I need you to do something for me that I can't see as being humanly possible. But I'm bringing that thing to you, Jesus, with the expectation that you've got the power to do it. Even when it seems impossible, right? That's how Moses did when he was with the children of Israel at the Red Sea. Told him, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord. When he made that statement, Lord told him, lift up. And Moses had to do that thing in faith. And as Moses did that, this wasn't an instant process. Somebody said it was all during the night. The environment changed. Lord brought up, it seemed like a horrible storm that was over top of the ocean, but it wasn't no horrible storm. It was the breath of God Almighty. And what did the breath of God Almighty do? It moved back all of the water. Didn't kill any of the water life. It moved back all of the water. And not only moved it back, it dried the ground. Come on, that's a mighty. Now y'all know the bottom of the ocean. And maybe you ain't never been on no, but you go on down and don't go so you can relax. Say, geez, I want to learn a valuable lesson. I want you to help my brain to understand what it means that you dried up the land, and allowed them folk to walk across on dry. Do y'all understand what these folks saw while they were walking across dry ground? They were walking and the water was walls. Y'all, you know, you know, we go to an aquarium, and you look in the aquarium and you see the glass, and what do you see all behind that glass? You see fish. You see fish. Now these folk were now that's the fear that rested upon them as they were walking, because they knew they weren't holding this back, But they had to keep on walking in faith, I'm trying to tell you, this is a faith walk. This is not by your power or your might. This is all Jesus doing this. And he allowed them to walk across on dry ground in the midst of his aquarium. Come on, y'all not understanding this thing. It didn't stop the fish from swimming. The fish were trying to comprehend what was going on. Imagine, you imagine them coming to the edge of the water and having to stop and wondering why can't I get to the other side? Because the Lord held back the water. Fish stopped swimming, but I know the folk were walking in fear. They weren't walking like we be walking. With our fine stuff be strutting. No, not that day. Them folks were walking in fear because they didn't know. They knew they were dealing with the one that can search the heart. And they knew that they deserved death. They deserved death.
Lord.
And they were walking in fear.
Thank you, Jesus.
While they were sitting fishing. Right about. Don't slow down. Pick it up. The old folk were walking fast. Why? Because they were trying to get to the other side, right? That fear was real. And it wasn't so much as what was on the side of them. It was coming on the back of them, too. That's how the devil will make you do. He'll make you fear him when he's not to be feared. Just resist him, right?
Thank you, Lord.
Keep facing forward and move. One thing is true. The Lord proved himself faithful that day. He did not let not one Egyptian catch not one Jew. All of them made it aside. Made it across the water safely. So much so that they started praising him. They started praising him, saying, the Lord has triumphed. Not just triumphed over the sea, the horse and his rider. Come on, Jesus allowed their bodies, the whole Egyptian army, to die in that water. Not only die, but he pushed the bodies up on the shore. And he said, all of this is nothing to play games with. Either you're going to live it or leave it alone, right? Either you're going to live it or leave it alone. Because he's nothing to play games with. You don't want the Lord to make you a memorial. Huh? Your family will be sitting on the side of the road mourning you. And in the back of the Lord's mind, he knows I did this. Huh? To remind all of those that are looking at you that I'm nothing to play games with. When I give you space and time to repent, you better do what I tell you to do, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
When I give you space and time to repent, you better do what I tell you to do. Huh? This church was full of people. Y'all understand this? This church was full of people. Folk that listened to the plan and said yes to the Lord. And look how one by one, the husbandmen went by the vine and said, you're not doing what I told you to do. Huh? And he gives his preacher a word to give to you, telling you you're not being productive. Huh? You're not living right. Huh? You're not doing what Jesus tells you to do. And you got to stop it. You've got to stop it. Huh? The way you're thinking is not like Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Huh?
Jesus.
They were none of my reproof received.
Jesus.
Thumbed their nose up at Jesus. Huh? Thought they were rejecting me. You weren't rejecting me. This is not my word. I don't know nothing about any of you. Huh? But one thing is true. The Lord's word will find each and every one of you. Huh? Lord know how to get at the root of your tree, and he knows how to rock it and say, this word is for you. Huh? Only thing you can just say is, amen, Jesus. I hear you loud and clear, Jesus. Amen, Jesus. Huh? He know how to get you. But if you don't do what he tells you to do, he will cut you off. Y'all understand that? He will cut you off. And I don't care how much we pray. I don't care how much we thank. When the Lord get rid of you, you are done. Huh? One writer said you ain't good for nothing but the fire, right?
Thank you, Jesus. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Lord.
Then do you want that to be said about you?
No. Thank you.
I don't want the Lord to look at me and say I ain't good for nothing. Huh? But his judgment. So that when I get into hell, he gets a reminder from me crying and screaming. Huh? Oh, come on. Do y'all understand that? He gets a reminder that he's holy. Every time he hears a cry to hell, it reminds him he's holy, right? It reminds him that he's holy. Huh? It reminds him that he has all strength. Huh? Don't y'all realize one day Satan is going to be down there. And that's going to be the ultimate rejoicing. Whole heavens are going to be rejoicing. All of the earth, not some, all of the earth will be rejoicing. Huh? Why? Because the beast, the false prophet, that old devil that deceived them. Huh? The mean man. Huh? The mighty man. Huh? All of them are going to be, they're going to be humbled. Y'all talked about that in your Sunday school lesson this morning, right? Mm-hmm. See, that's one thing you got to pray, that the Lord will help you to humble yourself. Don't let the Lord humble you. Because if the Lord humble you, he'll take everything away from you. He'll afflict your body with afflictions that I don't care how much we pray. You're just going to have to go through the rest of your life dealing with that. Why? Because you called the Lord's bluff. Huh? You told the Lord that he can't do what you thought he could do. But be not deceived. God is not mocked, right? What you sow, that shall you also do what reap, right? You got to pay attention to what you throw out. Because what you throw out is coming right back at you, right? Huh? That's why it's good to get the Holy Ghost. Why? So you can throw out what you're supposed to throw out, right? Huh? Even when people are bitter and evil, don't you give them what they give you. Just keep your mouth shut. And all in the back of your mind, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, keep this pot down. Huh? Keep the pot down. Huh? You know, you see them little pots and the heat be on it. They just be burning. Huh? You got to put the fire out, don't you? Huh? In other words, get away from them folk. Them folk that stir you up like that, get away from them. Leave them alone. See them coming, Turn the other way. I've done it in many days. I drove by my own house and didn't get out. Because I saw trouble on my sidewalk. And I knew if I got help, it wasn't no good was going to come from that. So I just had to keep right on driving by. Huh?
That's true.
Yeah, you gotta learn. You gotta learn yourself. I'm trying to tell you, ain't nothing weak about me. But I'm trying to tell you, I'm learning myself. Huh? I don't want to shame the Lord Jesus. Huh? I know at the end of the day, He expects me to live this life. He expects me to do the walking just like I do the talking. Just as much as I'm preaching and teaching, I got to live it. Huh? I got to live it, right? Come on. Is that all of it? I can't get all of it tonight, today. That's all right. I'm done. I'm done, though. I'm really done. Where did you get did you read four? I'm closing up my book because I want to stop. I done gave y'all about an hour already. Y'all don't know. Elder Scott, I can go a while. I can go for hours. I stop for you. I really do. I know you're hungry and I know you're sleepy. So I really stop for you. But I really can go for a little while. Huh? You better thank the Lord you weren't here when we first got started. We had Bible study all up to 12 o'clock in the midnight. Folks be looking at us like we crazy. You said, y'all started Bible study at 8, and y'all not getting out of there till 12. Amen. Huh? The Lord just kept me going. But we just took the Lord's word and took it on in. Huh? We learned from it. We understood that life is more than what you see. Huh? The realities of life. Huh? The realities of life. Come on, did you read 8 and 8 and did you read 8 and 8? You had 8 and 5. Read 8 and 5.
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things.
That's it. Come on. Do y'all got that understanding in your mind?
Yes.
People that are fleshly, what is on their mind? Huh? Not spiritual things. And you got to know when you're talking with them. You got to know when you're talking to them. You say, well, Jesus is able to deliver us. Jesus is able to help us. I hear what you're saying, but ain't no but. That let me know you're not spiritual. You're fleshly. You're carnal. And those that are after the flesh do mind the things they want you to see fleshly progress. See what I'm doing. See what I'm building. See what I'm buying. Fleshly progress. But where is your soul? What are you doing to take care of your soul? How much fasting are you putting in? And I'm not talking about just not eating and drinking. Fasting, you're disciplining yourself. You're turning the carnal stuff off. Huh? That means when I'm fasting, this has got to be put down. Huh? Come on, that's the truth. TV has got to be cut off. I can fast all day long if I watch some of my series. You talking about some fasting? I can put some fasting in. If I put on one of my series, I ain't talking about no soap operas or nothing. I'm talking about one of them like law shows. I like legal stuff. If I put one of them things on, I'd be sitting there looking. But he did what? See, if they did it this way, because the law said, I'd be all the law. The law said, see, I can get fast and time just keeps right on moving. Then Navarro Lord said, well, 6 o'clock, let me go get me something to eat and drink. Lord is looking at me saying, you are not fasting to discipline yourself. you fasting to find pleasure.
Right.
When you fast, you don't come off your fast excited about carnal stuff.
Right.
You some fasting, you come off, you be sad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I fasted after I got finished fasting. I said, Jesus, I'm horrible. Because you know the stuff that I was struggling with, and I realized it was all self-inflicted. I did not have to make these choices, right? And that wasn't no pleasurable fast, because all during my denying, Jesus kept showing me. This is wrong. That is wrong. This is wrong. That is wrong. You're doing this in your flesh. You're doing this in yourself. You're always thinking about your feelings. I said, Jesus, help me. Huh? Help me. Then some fastings, they'd be good. Some fastings, you'd be finished. You say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad I got you down on the inside. So glad that I can feel your presence down on the inside. But all the fastings don't operate that way. Huh? Come on. Is that all of it? Those that are carnal minded.
Mind
yes.
Mind
yes.
Mind
what is that carnal mind? It's enmity. Yes. What is it? It's not subject to the Lord's governing principle. Neither indeed can be. Right? That's why we don't want to live that way, saints. We got a whole world that's just focused on doing fleshly things. When you come into the church, Jesus is changing your outlook on life. It's no longer about doing it the fleshly way. Huh? The carnal way is doing it the way Jesus said for it to be done. Huh? So that you can get who? Jesus' results. Don't you know when the Lord fight a battle, he does not lose. He wins. I've seen him prove himself too many times, not just in my life, but the lives of the saints. That devil be standing up. I've seen him do it. He'd be standing up at the beginning of the service, and by the time we get out of service, that devil is gone. Huh? No more to be seen. Huh? Where'd he go? He just left. I don't know where he went. Huh? I don't know. I ain't seen him no more. Who did it? Nobody but Jesus. Jesus moves that stuff, right? But you got to do it Jesus' way. You got to do it. Jesus is a mind regulator. Y'all understand that? Jesus can get up in this brain and give people a mind to do stuff that they wouldn't normally do. I've had people on the phone, normally I don't do this. But for some odd reason, I'm just going to go ahead and do it today. It ain't you, it's Jesus. Huh? I ain't going to get up there and sit up there and give you credit for what belongs to Jesus. I'll thank you, but don't you think I'm going to bow down and worship you? Because you ain't doing nothing. It's the Lord Jesus that's giving you the mind to do this. Acknowledge him. Not some. Acknowledge Jesus in all your ways. Supervisor, do say, I'm going to go ahead and let you get off. No, ain't you. Thank you. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for looking out for me. When I get out, I say, thank you, Jesus. Nobody but Jesus opened up the door for me. Huh? Everybody be looking at you. Why are you off? Why are you off? I wanted to put in my time, too. Ain't got nothing to do with that. It's between you and your supervisor. Huh? The Lord fought my battle for me. Huh? Lord fought my battle for me. Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I knew I've taken tests, and I didn't know none of that stuff on that stuff. Huh? I knew I didn't know it. I didn't understand it. It was just foreign to me. And I knew I really didn't need it because I ain't doing it right now. Huh? That's the stuff you got to weed out with that school stuff. Because they be making you think you're going to be doing this stuff in real life, and you ain't going to be doing none of it. Not one earthly thing of that stuff. You learn all that stuff, and you don't use not one bit of it. Huh? That's the truth, saints. You just don't. You just don't. You use none of it. I've got people making six figures that don't even know how to write a complete sentence. Huh? Yeah, they don't know how to write. They can't write. They write horribly. But they making good money. And letting you know, you can go there and be, well, I got to make sure I dot all my I's and cross. Nah, just let the Lord navigate you through this stuff. Huh? He'll bless you to be able to do what you're doing. Huh? Most of this stuff is on the job training anyway. Huh? So let the Lord fight all this stuff for you, saints. Let the Lord navigate you through this thing going on. All right? I'm done. Trust y'all got something out the word. How the word.